God's word clearly reveals what His will is for His children to be healed and to live in complete health and wholeness. He has provided the way for His children to be well, completely well, because He is a good Father and only does good. Our Heavenly Father has a work for each of us in the body of Christ to do, and a strong, healthy body with totally healed members enables us to be more effective in our work for Him. Speaking His word about our health is what keeps us healed. We are walking through God's word together from the Old Testament through the New Testament and confess together His words that have the power within them to heal us and to keep us healed. We will use the Amplified Bible, which will give us a clearer picture of God's Word concerning our healing. Please use the scripture booklet accompanying this CD and read along with me. Let's get started with this confession. According to the Word of God, I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. I confess Him as my healer. I make Him Lord over my body. I believe in my heart that God raised Him from the dead, and I am saved, healed, and made whole. Exodus 15:26. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do what is right in His sight, and will listen to and obey His commandments, and keep all of His statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Exodus 23:25. You shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless your bread and water, and I will take sickness away from your midst. Deuteronomy 7:14-15. You shall be blessed above all peoples. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness, and none of the evil diseases of Egypt which you knew will He put upon you, but will lay them upon all who hate you. Deuteronomy 28:1-14. If you will listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, being watchful to do all His commandments which I command you this day, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you heed the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your beast, the increase of your cattle, and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading trough. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon your storehouse and in all that you undertake, and He will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. The Lord will establish you as a people holy to Himself, as He has sworn to you, if you will keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in His ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord shall make you have a surplus of prosperity through the fruit of your body, of your livestock, and of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord shall open to you His good treasury, the heavens, to give the rain of your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hands, and you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail, and you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath, if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and are watchful to do them. And you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods and to serve them. Deuteronomy 30:19-20. I call heaven and earth to witness this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, the blessings and the curses. Therefore choose life, that you and your descendants may live, and may love the Lord your God, obey His voice, cling to Him. For He is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to give to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. 1 Kings 8:56. Blessed be the Lord who has given rest to his people Israel according to all that he promised. Not one word has failed of all his good promise which he promised through Moses his servant. Psalm 91, 9 and 10. Because you have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. Psalm 91, 14 through 16. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he knows and understands my name, has personal knowledge of my mercy, love, and kindness, trusts and relies on me, knowing I will never forsake him, no, never. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 103, 1 through 5. Bless, affectionately, gratefully, praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not one of his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and corruption, who beautifies and dignifies and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your mouth with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalm 107, 8, 19 through 21. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and loving kindness and his wonderful works to the children of men. Then they cry to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivers them out of their distresses. He sends forth his word and heals them and rescues them from the pit and destruction. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and loving kindness and his wonderful works to the children of men. Psalm 118, 17. I shall not die but live, and shall declare the works, recount the illustrious acts of the Lord. Proverbs 4, 20 through 24. My son, attend to my words. Consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart. For they are life to those that find them, healing and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all vigilance and above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life. Put away from you false and dishonest speech and willful and contrary talk, put far from you. Isaiah 40, 29 and 31. He gives power to the faint and weary, and to him who has no might he increases strength, causing it to multiply and making it to abound. But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for and hope in him, shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up close to God, as eagles mount up to the sun. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, there is nothing to fear, for I am with you. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of rightness and justice. Jeremiah 1:12. Then said the Lord to me, you have seen well, for I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform it. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health to you, and I will heal your wounds, says the Lord, because they have called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no one seeks after and for whom no one cares. Joel 3:10. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Nahum 1:9. What do you devise and plot against the Lord? He will make a full end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. Matthew 8, 2 and 3. And behold, a leper came to him, and prostrating himself, worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you are able to cleanse me by curing me. And he reached out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed by being cured. And instantly his leprosy was cured and cleansed. Matthew 8:16-19. When evening came, they brought to him many who were under the power of demons. And he drove out the spirits with a word and restored to health all who were sick. And thus he fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He himself took, in order to carry away our weaknesses and infirmities and pour away our diseases. Matthew 18:18-19. Truly I tell you, whatever you forbid and declare to be improper and unlawful on earth must be what is already forbidden in heaven. And whatever you permit and declare proper and lawful on earth must be what is already permitted in heaven. Again, I tell you, if two of you on earth agree, harmonize together, make a symphony together about whatever, anything and everything they may ask, it will come to pass and be done for them by my Father in heaven. Matthew 21:21. And Jesus answered them, truly I say to you, if you have faith, a firm, relying trust, and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to this fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, it will be done. Mark 9:23. And Jesus said, you say to me, if you can do anything, why, all things are possible to him who believes. Mark 10:27. Jesus glanced around at them and said, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God. Mark 11:22-24. And Jesus replying said to them, have faith in God constantly. Truly I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him. For this reason I am telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you, and you will get it. Mark 16:14-18. Afterward, he appeared to the 11 as they reclined at table, and he reproved and reproached them for their unbelief, their lack of faith, and their hardness of heart, because they had refused to believe those who had seen him after he had risen from death. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach and publish openly the good news, the gospel, to every creature of the whole human race. He who believes, who adheres to and trusts in and relies on the gospel and him whom it sets forth and is baptized will be saved from the penalty of eternal death. But he who does not believe, who does not adhere to, trust in, and rely on the gospel, and him whom it sets forth, will be condemned. And these attesting signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak with new languages. They will pick up serpents, and even if they drink anything deadly, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will get well. John 10:10. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Romans 4:16-21. Therefore, inheriting the promise is the outcome of faith and depends entirely on faith, in order that it might be given as an act of grace, unmerited favor, to make it stable and valid and guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the devotees and adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham, who is thus the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. He was appointed our father in the sight of God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and speaks of non-existent things that he has foretold and promised as if they already existed. For Abraham, human reason for hope being gone, hoped in faith that he should become the father of many nations as he had been promised. So numberless shall your descendants be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered the utter impotence of his own body, which was as good as dead because he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's deadened womb. No unbelief or distrust made him waver, doubtingly question, concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God, fully satisfied and assured that God was able and mighty to keep his word and to do what he had promised. Romans 8:2-11. For the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new being, has freed me from the law of sin and death. And if the Spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised up Christ Jesus from the dead will also restore to life your mortal, short-lived, perishable bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Since we consider and look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are visible are temporal, brief, and fleeting. But the things that are invisible are deathless and everlasting. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. For though we walk, live in the flesh, we are not carrying on our warfare according to the flesh and using mere human weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds. Inasmuch as we refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God, and we lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Galatians 3:13-14-29. Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse of the law and its condemnation, by himself becoming a curse for us. For it is written in the Scriptures, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree," to the end that through their receiving Christ Jesus, the blessing promised to Abraham might come on the Gentiles, so that we through faith might all receive the realization of the promise of the Holy Spirit. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, spiritual heirs according to the promise. Ephesians 6:10-17. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him, that strength which his boundless might provides. Put on God's whole armor, the armor of a heavy armed soldier which God supplies, that you may be able successfully to stand against all the strategies and deceits of the devil. For we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the despotisms, against the powers, against the master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural sphere. Therefore, put on God's complete armor, that you may be able to resist, stand your ground on the evil day of danger, and having done all the crisis demands, to stand firmly in your place. Stand, therefore, hold your ground, having tightened the belt of truth around your loins, and having put on the breastplate of integrity and moral rectitude and right standing with God, and having shod your feet in preparation to face the enemy with the firm-footed stability, the promptness, the readiness produced by the good news, the gospel of peace. Lift up over all the covering shield of saving faith, upon which you can quench all the flaming missiles of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword that the Spirit wills, which is the Word of God. Philippians 1:6. And I am convinced and sure of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will continue until the day of Jesus Christ, right up to the time of his return, developing that good work and perfecting and bringing it to full completion in you. Philippians 2:13. Not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and desire both to will and to work for his good pleasure and satisfaction and delight. Philippians 4:6-7. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. And God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God, and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace which transcends all understanding shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of craven and cringing and fawning fear, but He has given us a spirit of power and of love and of calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. Hebrews 10:23. So let us seize and hold fast and retain without wavering the hope we cherish and confess, and our acknowledgement of it, for He who promised is reliable, sure, and faithful to His word. Hebrews 10:35-36. Do not therefore fling away your fearless confidence, for it carries a great and glorious compensation of reward. For you have need of steadfast patience and endurance, so that you may perform and fully accomplish the will of God, and thus receive and carry away and enjoy to the full what is promised. Hebrews 11:11. Because of faith also Sarah herself received physical power to conceive a child, even when she was long past the age for it, because she considered God, who had given her the promise, to be reliable and trustworthy and true to His word. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is always the same, yesterday, today, yes, and forever to the ages. James 5:14-16. Is anyone among you sick? He should call in the church elders, the spiritual guides, and they should pray over him, anointing him with oil in the Lord's name. And the prayer that is of faith will save him who is sick, and the Lord will restore him. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another, that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. 1 Peter 2:24. He personally bore our sins in His own body on the tree as on an altar and offered Himself on it, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By His wounds you have been healed. 1 John 3:21-22. And beloved, if our consciences, our hearts, do not accuse us, if they do not make us feel guilty and condemn us, we have confidence, complete assurance and boldness before God. And we receive from Him whatever we ask, because we watchfully obey His orders, observe His suggestions and injunctions, follow His plan for us, and habitually practice what is pleasing to Him. 1 John 5:14-15. And this is the confidence, the assurance, the privilege of boldness which we have in Him. We are sure that if we ask anything, make any request according to His will, in agreement with His own plan, He listens to and hears us. And if, since we positively know that He listens to us in whatever we ask, we also know with settled and absolute knowledge that we have granted us as our present possessions the requests made of Him. 3 John 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way, and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul keeps well and prospers. Revelation 12:11. And they have overcome, conquered Him by means of the blood of the Lamb and by the utterance of their testimony. For they did not love and cling to life even when faced with death, holding their lives cheap till they had to die for their witnessing. A prayer for healing. If you desire to pray for the power to receive healing, or if you just want to release your faith for health and wholeness, you can receive right now. Jesus is where you are right this moment. Jesus is the healer. Your part is to say and do. So you say these things out loud. You say, Jesus is my healer. He bore my sicknesses and my diseases and pain. I expect to receive now. Pray this prayer in faith and mean it with your whole heart. Accept it and believe it. Father, the word of God that I have heard and confessed is the power of God unto my salvation. I confess Jesus Christ as Lord over my life. Spirit, soul, and body. I receive the power of God to make me whole. Sound, delivered, saved, and healed now. I act on the Word of God and receive His power. Sickness, disease, and pain, I resist you in the name of Jesus. You are not the will of God. I enforce the Word of God on you. I will not tolerate you in my life. Leave my presence. I will never allow you back. I have been healed and made sound. Jesus made me whole. My days of sickness and disease are over. I am the saved. I am the healed. And the power of sickness has been forever broken over my life. Jesus bore my sickness. Jesus bore my weakness. Jesus bore my pain, and I am free. No sickness, no sin, no fear, no evil addiction shall lord it over me any longer. I have been redeemed from the curse, and I receive the blessing. I proclaim my freedom in Jesus' name. The gospel is the power of God to me unto salvation. I receive the gospel. I act on the gospel. And I am made whole in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.